This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Hennett's got the day off. He's heading down to CPAC in Orlando, Florida, and I do believe he's going to make an appearance at Mar-a-Lago. Planning to have lunch down there. Of course, he'll bring it all to you live starting tomorrow morning. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. They've done it again. Coming with a great item to add to their lineup. We've been talking about the MyPillow bathrobes. The robes are amazing. I only know they're amazing because I saw the one that Scott gave Maria. Fabulous, luxurious, God, beautiful. I mean, just a gorgeous robe and heavy and absorbent. And if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, a great deal on it. Or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. They have gift cards, too. Any gift giving you want to do for Easter coming up or a birthday, whatever? MyPillow.com, remember that promo code Scott. We welcome our man Ron Ness back. Posting for Scotty today. Ron, welcome back. Good to have you on, buddy.
Well, it's good to be here, and good morning to our listeners on this beautiful April-like February morning. And my sidekick, Todd, has just departed. So, Kevin, I think you and Daniel and I are officially in charge this morning.
Yep, we got it. We got it covered.
Frankly, a little bit spooky to be here all alone without Todd. I've done this a number of times, but I've always had Todd here as my sidekick. So, always good, and we got a great show. I'm going to be here today and tomorrow, and I have tried to line up speakers of all things North Dakota. So we are going to talk exclusively about issues that matter to North Dakota, and a lot of great guests this morning. I'll go through what I've got today, but tomorrow we're looking for your interest and what you've got going on. We've got so much going on at the North Dakota Legislature today as the legislature tries to wrap up the first half of the legislative session. I think this morning, right about now, I believe there's a vote on recreational marijuana, whether it should be approved legislatively in North Dakota, or it's likely to come back to the vote of the people. So I think that's going to be a really interesting discussion this morning. Love to have your thoughts on that. I think Eric Spencer, the president and CEO of the State Chamber of Commerce, will be here later. He and I will talk a little bit about that from the business perspective. The business community had resisted that pretty hard during the last time it was on the ballot, but I think things have changed, and it's certainly surrounding us in other states now, and it's maybe time legislatively that it pass so it's done right and you can set up a process and a system and a taxation system and everything like that. So our first guest this morning is going to be Mike Nassi. He's the a partner with the Environmental Legislative Practice Group out of Texas. He's got a 27-year history of working with environmental law and a lot of work in North Dakota. But he's gonna discuss in depth what he spoke to a legislative committee, a North Dakota Legislative Energy Committee last week about the Texas grid disaster. And his explanation to that committee was certainly the best that I have seen. And I'm hopeful that he can elaborate that on the radio to all of you. He's going to join us in the second segment this half hour. And Mike is just a fabulous guy, and he's very involved in North Dakota energy activity. So we're going to have him, and then we're going to have Wes Engbrecht, the communications and PR director for Capital Electric, here to talk about what really happened in Bismarck last week when our power went out, and my daughter was about to go to school, and our garage door wouldn't open, and she called in a panic, and I know that happened across the city in the day before it happened across the West. So Wes is going to talk a little bit about what happened to Capital Electric, how much notice they had, how they managed that, but also about what can be done in the future to ensure that something like that doesn't happen, because I think it was a pretty good lesson for all of us on the importance of energy, but also how quickly the reliability of that can disappear. So following that, we'll have Eric Spencer with the State Chamber, as I discussed. Eric's going to talk about what's really been the hot topics in the first half of the legislative session for the Bismarck, for the State Chamber. And that should be really interesting with some of the big topics going on. And at 10:30, we'll wrap up the show this morning with Bill Panos, the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Bill has really been a fantastic condition to the North Dakota DOT. He's brought a lot of great ideas, a lot of experience to that position. And, of course, North Dakota House passed a gas tax yesterday, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about electric vehicles, talk about roads and bridges, and what we expect to happen across North Dakota's infrastructure landscape in the near future as the legislature appropriates money and what things Bill has on his mind for the future of North Dakota's roads and bridges. I want to give a little bit of a prelude for tomorrow. I'm going to have North Dakota Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner here. Rich is going to really review the entire first half of the session and what are the two or three things that he thinks big bills moving forward to look at in the second half, and maybe what are the couple of things the legislature has to deal with regarding COVID and how that might change the way they look at the 80 days that they typically use. Are they going to use fewer days, keep days? North Dakota Senate yesterday passed a pretty much a watered-down bill that would allow them to meet annually for sessions, but it was really more of a COVID session bill as it got amended on the Senate floor yesterday. So we'll talk about what's going on in North Dakota Senate, but big picture politics in North Dakota and the legislative process is going to be very interesting. We're going to talk to Kathleen Sagama tomorrow about the Biden energy bans on public lands, federal lands, and all of the things that they have done. Kathleen's the director of the Western Energy Association, and she does a great job of really watching the West for the energy and the oil and gas sector, and does a good job there. So, and we've got a few other guests. So lots of good things out there, Kevin.
Plenty.
Plenty of good things. And we're gonna try and focus on those things. So we'd love to have your issues. Text them and email them. Kevin, you got those numbers?
You bet. 800-228-0550. Or you can call our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Extension 1, leave your comments right there. Texting-wise, Scott and Todd are both out today. They have our text numbers. So can't do any texts today, but we can certainly take your phone calls. 800-228-0550 or your comments at 855-200-1776, extension number 1.
Kevin, I was looking at the oil guy, I was looking at the oil price yesterday, and I think oil went up $2.60 yesterday. Oil is probably over $63 a barrel today. And I think Joe Biden has been in office for, what, exactly 33 days.
Yeah, isn't it? That's also exciting.
30% increase in the price of oil since Joe Biden became president, and I don't know that anything's happened any differently in terms of production.
And demand. Climate. Just say it again. Say it with me. Climate. Yeah.
Well, you strike fear into the market, and you make announcements that federal lands are going to be taken off limits. You're going to stop every pipeline. And all of a sudden, the markets just kind of seize up. And of course, stop Keystone XL pipeline immediately. We're very concerned about DAPL, obviously, making a play for that. They just seem to want to stop all pipelines. And stopping all pipelines is similar to what happened last week when you stop all the grid. So the infrastructure that we've built for electricity in this country, the infrastructure that we've built to get oil and gas and gasoline and diesel to pumps on every key corner in America and across the world, when you stop pipelines, you stop that immediately. So from a consumer standpoint, I can't remember what the price of gas has done in that same price, but when you the price of oil has gone up close to $20. In 23 short days, and the price of gas has probably gone up 30-40 cents. Those are real economic impacts, and certainly North Dakota being an oil-producing state, I think we benefit more from oil in the $65 to $70 range than it harms us. But I don't know what the top is going to be if you keep shutting down the pipelines and you're shutting down the ability to supply our own refineries. And of course, if you shut down Dakota Access Pipeline, you shut down 570,000 barrels a day to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, which that's the exact oil that gets refined down there and is brought back up into this market. So Instead, I guess we're going to get that oil from OPEC and other places in the world, and we're going to pay more for it. And it's just a crazy system. I just can't understand how we worked so hard to become energy independent and energy dominant, and now the first thing we do out of the chute is we start talking about how we can stop that. And
I do. I know. Can I answer that? I know.
Yeah, go for it.
Why would we do that? That's the thing. I've been asking myself since the second he signed it. Why would you do that? Well, you say you're going to do it for climate. Okay, well, we can't put these people to work building solar panels overnight. We don't have enough electric cars to give everybody one tomorrow. None of that's going to. So why? Well, you look deeper. It is to become dependent again on foreign oil. It is to become dependent on foreign oil so that we can ramp up the battles in the sandbox, I think, that we can get back to fighting over that oil in that part of the world and spend the money. And, you know, next thing you know, we're back into another endless war. We're paying more. That's my
Kevin,
take on
it. Kevin, this is a great segue to our discussion with Mike Nassy on the Texas grid disaster and what happened last week and how we ensure that that doesn't happen in the future. So we'll be right back with What's on Your Mind with a great discussion about our energy future in the state of North Dakota and across this country.
Weigh in, 800-228-0550.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February 23rd, it's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends CJ and the crew at DAC Diesel in Bismarck. You know, it's hard to get through your day when your diesel truck or tractor isn't running, isn't cooperating, and DAC Diesel, their job is to get your truck, your tractor back to life, get it back in the field, back on the road in Bismarck, right there. Any questions, 701-258-5011. Talk to them about additives, too. They're not a better selection of different additives and stuff, especially, you know, dealing with the cold and what we've been dealing with, though. Online at dakdiesel.com, D-A-K-diesel.com, or just stop in and see them in Mandan, in Bismarck, Mandan, right at 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck. Call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennen, and then we have our guest on the line, Mr. Ness.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And once again, we're going to talk with Mike Nassy. Mike's a longtime expert in the energy industry, does a tremendous amount of work in North Dakota, serves with me on the EERC Foundation Board. And Mike, are you on the line this morning?
I am. Good morning, Ron.
Are you not hearing him?
Just a minute here. I got Phil on the call here. So he's stepping in for Kevin. So I guess I'm getting some email questions. So Mike.
We can hear Mike.
I can hear him.
Can you hear him?
We're good to go. We got a few questions here. And thanks for our listeners to send in some questions for a number of these are for Wes Engbrecht. And we'll get him those when he follows Mike today talking about what happened in Bismarck last week. So, Mike. You presented to the Senate Energy Committee last week, and I thought, as I told the listeners, it was fantastic. So we got a few minutes here before the first break, and we'll have you back. But, Mike, we'd just love to ask you how you summarize what in the heck happened. First of all, how are things in Texas today, and are things getting back in order in terms of the grid? Obviously, a lot of disasters for families and businesses and everybody else, but how are you and
Well, thanks for asking, Ron, and appreciate all those that have sent prayers, wishes, and even done a lot of good deeds remotely. We definitely see North Dakota as a partner in an overall battle to support an energy economy. And a lot of folks are hurting. Several folks died, should never have been in this position to begin with, and we'll talk more about that. But all's well here. You know, we were without power, without water we could use, and we still don't have hot water in our house, but we've got first world problems, I guess is what I'd say. So everything's back to good, fine. The grid is re-energized and folks are getting served and kind of just getting in the aftermath of it all. Now we have the forensic analysis going forward in full force with a couple of big hearings this week in the Texas legislature. The governor's item, you know, listed the reform of the ERCOT market as a priority item, which in Texas means that we have to do that along with our budget before we can do anything else. So it's definitely going to gain a lot of attention.
Thanks, Mike. I think the world and certainly the middle part of America got a great lesson in terms of ERCOT. Texas has its own grid system and the SPP and how things in Oklahoma can affect all of us in North Dakota. Let's spend a few minutes here teeing up really the challenge and the problem that we walked ourselves into. And then after the break, we'll talk about the solutions that we have going forward. So why don't you walk us through some of the near misses and what you've been watching. And I know you were very reluctant to say I told you so the other day, but I got to say, you told us so.
Yeah, it's not a position you'll ever want to be in, but the reality is that in several testimony and advisory capacities, a handful of us have been warning of the risks, frankly, of having a reduced reserve margin. For those who don't know what that means, the lack of a buffer in your electric grid when you allow significant intermittent resources like wind and solar to come in with heavy subsidies and undermine the economics of existing thermal generation, meaning gas, coal, and nuclear, what happens is the buffer in your market shrinks. So you have fewer and fewer extra power plants, for lack of a better word. And things can work just fine when you have intermittent resources in your grid. North Dakota and Texas are similar in the sense that they have great thermal coal and gas resources, more coal in North Dakota, but still a lot of coal in Texas. But those resources, frankly, get undercut economically with subsidies. And so we saw a shrinking buffer, a shrinking reserve margin. So we got into a situation, frankly, that we should never have been in to begin with, which is our reserve margin, our buffer was so thin that when we did get hit with a winter peak, that was a surprise, but not a complete surprise. You know, ERCOT actually projects different potential scenario, and they actually projected a historic demand in winter that was not too far off. We did get more demand than we've ever seen before, for sure. But once the forensic analysis is done, we'll find out that we basically had some human error in the equation. The grid operator made some precipitous mistakes that contributed to the length of the rolling outages. And then we had, you know, weather-related complications, certainly in gas distribution, that too relate back to user error, because it appears that all evidence indicates the power was actually cut to the Permian Basin, and we had gas freezeouts and distribution issues having to do back again with electricity. So the whole system's connected, but I think the warning signals that you and I and others were talking about for the last few years of an ever-shrinking reserve margin, ever smaller buffer, and a more intermittent grid were going to come to roost. We thought that would happen in the summer. We dodged a bullet in the last two summers, come very close to having similar outage-type situations, but boy, the bullet hit this time in a big way. And again, don't like to be right, but at least we're going to have a lesson learned for the rest of the country so we don't see this kind of event repeat itself, hopefully.
Thanks, Mike. And this is not a shot against wind or solar from my standpoint. This is a shot, however, at people who just think we should not have coal in our mix, because we've talked forever about an all of the above strategy, but we are approaching a strategy where it's not going to be all of the above. And of course, we've got lots of people from consuming states across the country now that think we should just eliminate fossil fuels, and we should, and certainly that they already feel that they've done that job in terms of eliminating coal and taking coal off the grid. And you know what happened in the Bakken last week is when you start shutting down electricity, of course, you shut down pumps and compressors and the ability to move natural gas to the very system that needed it. So kudos to Montreal Electric and others up there that the key system's going. But just in terms of Texas, how much has the shift been away from coal? How much coal has gone off market? Very real to us with Coal Creek Station here talking about shutting down that coal plant and potentially others to follow.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary cautionary tale, right? And again, this is not a shot against wind and solar. It's about making sure we have a balanced approach and that we don't move too fast too quickly. Over 6,000 megawatts of coal have been lost in the Texas market. That's like an entire state's grid in some instances, right? The economics of those units, you know, renewable and environmental advocates kind of danced on their graves because they proclaimed that they were uneconomic, but nobody ever talked about why was that the case. And $28 a megawatt hour and a subsidy.
Mike, we're gonna jump to a break here, but we're gonna jump back into this right after these messages. Thanks for listening.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump called the Supreme Court's recent decision to allow the release of his tax returns continued political persecution. The 45th president also asserted New York officials are distracting the public from the actual crime in the city, where violence has been reaching new record highs. The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, officials said, but already the picture is becoming clear about what happened to the United Airlines flight on Saturday. The Pratt & Whitney engine failed minutes into United Airlines Flight 328 headed from Colorado to Hawaii, leaving a mild debris in its wake. After the incident, United grounded all of its Boeing 777s. Investigators are looking into metal fatigue as the culprit. United States Air Force B-1B Lancers from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas arrived in Norway on Monday as part of a training mission in Europe, marking the first time U.S. bombers have operated out of the Scandinavian country. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at University of Mary. You know, if you're a working adult, you want a little more education, looking for solid value for your money, need a flexible program with options that are affordable, and want from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence, that's U Mary. U Mary works with words like flexible and affordable. It means something. University of Mary flexibility means choosing your program. Programs that work for adults are often online, on-site, or a blend of both. You choose what's right for you, and not just adults, working adults. You're getting ready to head into the college world. Look at U Mary. Great base faith-based education. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means something. It's a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself online.umary.edu. At online.umary.edu for more. University of Mary. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind, where Scott Hennen is off today. Heading to Florida, Ron Ness is sitting in.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And we're going to continue our discussion. Well, Mike Nassy here talking about the Texas grid disaster and really how North Dakota can avoid that and how we're poised, well poised in the future to really take advantage of the situation. We did have a caller from Greg from Carrington, but I think he dropped off. But I saw his question, Mike. It was really, what about natural gas instead of wind? And maybe my question is more, you said Texas had lost 6,000 megawatts of coal. Just put in perspective for us, how many wind turbines or how many solar panels is that? Because I think when we get to scale and talk about the magnitude of coal and the resources that we're going to need if we're going to completely eliminate fossil fuels, we're going to see so much more of what we saw last week across the country in this world.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should understand, depending on the turbine, 1 to 2, sometimes even 3 offshore megawatts per. So you're talking about the equivalent of about 3,000, you know, 2 megawatt turbines. But that's if they operated all the time. And the fact is that the capacity factors, the availability of wind, is weather dependent. Makes a great resource. We've enjoyed a lot of great resource when the wind's blowing. But you got to have a grid that's got diversity. And so the answer is not whether gas or wind, but both, right? And so sad to see the headlines just completely jump into a spin echo chamber on this whole event, because you know, the number of stories I've heard say, hey, you know, Republicans are, you know, blaming wind, and when in fact wind underperformed less, you know, or you know, was off its target only a little bit, but its target was already near zero. I mean, this is not a wind bashing campaign, but the facts matter. Everybody who wants to know about what happened in EIA in Texas can just go to the EIA website, Energy Information Agency. You can Google your way to it. I've already sent it to Ron. I mean, the whole mess is spelled out in one chart, and that chart you can track it. The week before this event, wind was blowing. It was pushing gas completely out of the Texas market. Coal even had to down dispatch from its already diminished state. Nuke state is base load. Texas has a bunch of everything. And then it got really cold. The wind stopped blowing. And it's important to note that winterization is going to be an aspect. It is going to be an aspect of this situation. We'll get to that in a second. But we didn't have a reserve margin, and we didn't need to be in the position that we were in. And then when demand went back up and the wind died off, not just because of frozen turbines, but because wind does drop off, especially in extreme cold. You guys know it. Texans don't know, but North Dakota knows it. And so when that happened, the gas fleet, which is massive in Texas, had to ramp up like it always does and has done so successfully. But then we had some system operational error that tripped units offline. Some weather-related gas disruptions, maybe some additional power-related gas disruptions, and we had a cascading set of events. And so, yeah, now gas can be an extraordinary resource, but for everyone who's ever been in a rolling outage, and certainly having done it for 2.5 days myself, you know, the concept that we can do without natural gas is just, it's absurd. It's the only thing that kept people alive in their homes, frankly.
Well, Mike, I don't know about you guys in Texas, but in North Dakota, I like to have the heat on when I want to have the heat on. And as far as I know, we can't control when the wind blows or when the sun shines. And for us to begin giving up reliable energy on a daily basis is just the wrong direction. We're gonna switch here, Mike, to talk about, okay, in North Dakota, you're very familiar with all things energy in North Dakota, and I just have to announce some breaking news here from Chris Larson. Got Eric Spencer sitting to my left here, but the North Dakota House of Representatives has passed House Bill 1420, which legalizes and restricts recreational marijuana 56-38. That is a surprising vote, and that is going to be a great topic of discussion as this moves over to the Senate. We'll talk about that later. But, Mike, so you know what the North Dakota landscape, where we're at, big energy producing state like Texas, which is, frankly, I think should be scary to everybody. This can happen in Texas. So North Dakota is moving down this train, it seems like, of reducing coal. We need to grow our marketplace so we can produce more wind, add more solar, more natural gas, more oil, more coal. But this trend of just shutting down coal plants, what in the world can we do here to engage and address that?
Well, we certainly don't have time to walk out about all the market design flaws that need to be fixed in Texas. That's going to happen, and everybody's going to see that in real time. But the macro story, the one that you and I and others have been telling in North Dakota, is the same, even though the market designs are different. You know, the simple fact is we have to value capacity that is dispatchable in the marketplace. And if we don't actually put a value on it, and we don't actually assign cost of the system to the intermittence of renewables, then we're never going to be able to retain reliability and resilience. And so to unpack that a little bit, you actually have to make your utilities be transparent about what the true and total cost of each resource is. A lot of transmission related to wind in particular gets kind of socialized across the system and is not attributed to just those wind resources. So that's a lost cost, an indirect subsidy, you might call it. And then you've got the impact of needing to have backup dispatch that frankly, when the non-dispatchable renewables are available, gets parked and loses money. In the Texas market, because it's an energy-only market, that had the effect of actually retiring a bunch of units because they just couldn't survive. And all you need to know about the market is to know that immediately before the blackout events and immediately after the blackout events, the price of electricity went negative. Literally, coal, nuclear plants, and gas plants would have to pay to stay online. And then the prices went to $9,000 a megawatt hour, and then it went negative. Now, North Dakota doesn't have the negative pricing problem, thankfully. It is a component of the RTO, and it has to grapple with that. It's still out there. It's not an issue that North Dakota doesn't have to deal with, but not like Texas did, and Texas is going to fix that, I can assure you. But moving forward, you're going to have to make sure you keep the right signals, the right economic signals, to keep reliable and resilient energy in the mix. And North Dakota has the blessing of an abundant fuel resource that is a resilient and reliable fuel resource in coal. Gas can continue to be utilized additionally. And what's really the compelling story in North Dakota that I think needs to be, yelled from a mountaintop, and Wyoming's got it too. Texas has it too, but it has challenges, frankly, just in terms of being too big with too many lobbyists. The reality is that you have a resource that can actually be retrofitted with carbon capture, so that if your goal is to reduce carbon emissions from the electricity sector, you can do so, and you can use that CO2 in the oil field. Everybody wins, and I'm not being naive. I mean, a lot of the great work that EERC does that you and I sit around and get to cheer and support is world-changing. It's the difference between whether we have a carbon mitigation strategy or whether we just have dumb ideas like thinking we can go 100% renewable and be completely weather-dependent and have a prayer that maybe one day batteries will be big enough and cost-effective enough to carry it, when physics and economics tells us otherwise. So we have
Mike,
to have...
Mike, there's a lot of bills through the first half of the North Dakota legislature dealing with everything from discriminatory investment practices in terms of what we've seen against fossil fuels on a national level, how North Dakota should be investing its funds, its legacy funds, its investment funds. Probably the most important, I think, was House Bill 1452, prime sponsor, Representative Glenn Bosch from Bismarck. Yesterday, it passed a bill that really creates the Clean Energy Authority, and the Clean and Sustainable Energy Authority, and it allocated $40 million of general fund appropriations to that fund. And I know you're familiar with that bill, but really that's designed to try and improve, address what the consumers across this country want, not deal with the crazy people who just want fossil fuels to go away and somewhat appreciate this pain and higher costs of energy to force that to happen, but really in an effort to try and create North Dakota to be a leader in terms of how do we just get better at what we do. We try and produce the cleanest Bakken barrel of oil, the cleanest ton of lignite, the best wind power in the country. What are your thoughts about how we can use that bill in North Dakota?
Well, yeah, first of all, another example of great leadership that North Dakota can embark on. I mean, our companion on the ERC advisory board, Chuck McConnell, right, former Assistant Secretary of Energy at University of Houston, energy director down there, he says it best, hate the emission, don't hate the fuel, right? The war on fossil fuels is absurd, especially when you get some perspective that the amount of emission reduction we have achieved with technology at coal and gas plants is dramatic. It's frankly world record setting. It's setting a bar higher than anybody else is achieving. We can do the same thing on carbon dioxide with the technology that's being commercialized. And that bill sets North Dakota on a path to not just commercialize that technology for domestic use, but even more importantly for international use. And that means both capturing that CO2 to answer the CO2 question in the fleet, but also make that CO2 available for real utilization in a green barrel of oil like you've never seen before from the Bakken and other resources. So just an incredible opportunity, and frankly, just to help raise the energy IQ of America, clean and sustainable means we're addressing emissions and we can use that fuel into the future and not have to be dependent on extreme weather.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your insights on this topic. And there is much more to come, not only on what's on your mind today, but on this topic in the future. Mike, we appreciate your support in North Dakota. Thank you very much.
Great.
And we'll be back with Eric Spencer. Actually,
you don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
So to Petco Serve USA near you, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is waiting. Karma rules. How about the chicken? It's great. How about the 4-for-4 special all day, every day? Four items. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, $4. Stock up on Ice Mountain, 99 cents. Red Bull, 3 16-ounce cans for $7.50. The Ice Melt Pet Safe, $8.99. Or Splash Water Fluid, $1.99 a jug. Petco Serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Normally, Scotty's the one making you hungry. I get that duty today. Lunch specials across the neighborhood today. It's Tuesday. That means Valley City's got hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Their chicken pot pies are as big as a hubcap, and they're fantastic. Harwood Meatball Dinner, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak. Serving up chicken fettuccine, 12th Avenue North and Newland. They've got orange chicken today, and it's Tuesday. It means if you have the double stamp, the Lucky 7 club card, stamped twice today. It's double stamp Tuesday. At all PetroServe USA locations, tell them the What's On Your Mind program sent you. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hannon today.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We've got Wes Engbrecht, the Communications and PR Director for Capital Electric out of Bismarck, with us today. Good morning, Wes. Thanks for being here in studio.
Good morning, Ron. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about this issue.
We had a lot about a week ago today. Is that am I right? I think it was a week
exactly
ago today.
Right.
Our world got changed, and I think much to our surprise, we were kind of watching the Texas thing unfold, and all of a sudden, I know my phone started ringing, and lots of topics to discuss, Wes, and I'll maybe just let you kind of talk a little bit about Capital Electric first and explain to us. We got a short segment here. We can roll over to the next hour because we're getting a lot of email and questions. And so why don't you give us a little backdrop on Capital Electric and how you guys get your power maybe in the area that you serve?
Sure. Yeah, generally our power comes from Combination Basin Electric is obviously our provider. We do get a share of hydropower from WAPA, the Western Area Power Administration. So that's where, you know, we've been for many years, and that's who supplies us. So we serve all of Burley County and southern half of Sheridan County, and that's about 21,000 meters.
So, Wes, I think we'll just hop right after it here. Last week, we had the rolling outages, and obviously, you guys got some notice, but consumers felt like they didn't get any notice, and I think that's really what people, at least in Bismarck Mandan, first. Let's start there and how this unfolded and what the reaction was. And
yeah, you bet. You know, there really wasn't notice from a standpoint of, you know, at this time we're going to start, you know, instituting rolling outages in your service area. There was talk, obviously, on a national level and on a regional level that we were starting to see some, you know, conservation procedures put into place by SPP. We did not know. In fact, I found out as the communications director of the co-op, I found out at 7:23 in the morning when my power went out at home while my car's running in the garage. So that's when I found out. So I called into the office and talked to the general manager, and that's when he found out. So, you know, we get a lot of feedback from our members, and, you know, we're here to serve our members. We're a member-owned cooperative, so we take their advice seriously. And it was hard convincing people that we didn't know about it in advance, that it would hit us that way.
So I assume that there was a plan in place in terms of how, if this happened, how long people would be. I that was the biggest thing, obviously. In Texas, it's a whole different story. They just didn't have power. We were all just worried about our freezers and our ability to get our cars out of our garages. And fortunately, that morning, it wasn't 30 below. It was a warmer morning. The weather had broken. But
yeah,
I think that's question one. And then how SPP was essentially the grid was putting power down into Oklahoma and down into the areas that were extreme short. So you guys had to back off your load on this end?
Correct. That's correct. From a standpoint of the length of the or the duration of an outage in our service area, when it happened, we did not know at that point. So we started making calls to find out, you know, how long this could be. And at that, what we had heard at that point, it should be around 45 minutes. The first outage happened at 7:23 a.m. It happened up at the ward delivery substation. They actually closed, WAPA closed three breakers, which meant that they couldn't pick and choose between what businesses were left on or versus homes. It was just a complete shutdown of a line. You know, the 43 kilovolt line was just shut down. So we really didn't, you know, we had no idea at that point. That first outage lasted 51 minutes. It affected five substations and about 5,000 meters, about 4,900, a little over 4,900 meters. And so, you know, by about 8:15, after we had been getting a bunch of calls and people wondering what was going on, by then their power was back on, you know, by the time we kind of knew what was going on. So we were a little bit behind on that point at that point. And then we found out we might see more of this during the day. Fortunately, it was only one more, started at 8:43, is 37 minutes.
So, great day to be the PR guy for Capital Electric when you didn't even know what was going on. So, I think that's the big question, is that you just really, you had no control over it as a basically a redistributor of power. We'll talk a little bit about maybe what Capital Electric's, where your power comes from and what your grid handles. After the break, but
sure.
I did get a caller had a question that rolled over to a text that said, how do electric cars work when the grid fails and electricity doesn't work anymore and we don't have power? So I know that in Texas there were lots of people out sitting in their cars staying warm. So
right.
That is a really good question, and something that we all should think about in the future. So
you bet.
Yep. Wes, the from an overall standpoint, in terms of Captain Electric, what do you do to address this going forward?
Our biggest concern going forward is that we get communications early on, you know, from both SPP and WAPA, yeah. So that we know what to expect, and if that's, you know, if possible, to do a better job on the communication side so that we can let our members know. I don't think anybody had tremendous heartburn that they were out 45 minutes. They're really upset that they didn't know about it in advance.
Yeah, just a little advance notice would have been great for you guys and us as consumers. So thanks, Wes, and we'll see if we got another question here after the break. But if not, thanks for being here today. We'll be right back. That's the news in the top of the hour. What's on your mind?
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.